Jungle Edge with Showtime the outside. Hartnell back to the inner at the 150. Showtime in front. Hartnell driving at it. Showtime just in front. It's Showtime today. Showtime and Nick Hartnell. Third Kingsville Dreamer cracker or widgie.
It was a gutsy win by Showtime in the Group 2 PB Lawrence Stakes. It continues the good start to the new season for jockey Dwayne Dunn, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Dwayne. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. It was a tough effort by a promising geld. Well, he's not a gelding, he's an entire.
Yes, Michael, it was a super effort. He pulled extremely hard the first part of the race, and to be able to finish off like that at weight for age was, you know, it was a really great effort. And, yeah, we're hoping he can make a top-line sire, being by Snitzel, and, you know, he's got a little bit more stamina that some do lack to run over a distance. So, yeah, he's very progressive. He's taken beautiful steps forward.
Were you a little bit worried mid-race? Because Jungle Edge did seem to annoy you for the first little bit. And as you mentioned, it did take a while to try and come back underneath you.
Yeah, I was in two minds there, whether I just actually slid back up to be the leader. And Kevin Forrester just took his time to come over. I would have liked him to have really ripped out and gone and just let me have a chance to settle down. Because once I got into the outside and in a nice rhythm, he relaxed beautifully for me. Turning in, I thought we were in a bit of trouble there, but he just got himself up off the canvas. And, you know, he was only a length behind him last year, and this year he's been able to take a nice step forward. And, you know, hopefully we see more of him through the spring.
He's got a really nice record at Caulfield over the 1400, and he goes to the Memsie now, searching for the elusive Group 1, but it's going to be another step up because he's going to take on the likes of Vega Magic, maybe Kemantari as well. Do you think he can go to that next level?
Yeah, he does have to take a step up. That's a different quality of horse. Again, they're renowned Group 1 performers at a very high level. So, you know, people say on Saturday we've probably had a fitness edge on some horses resuming that were looking to run over further distance. But I think you're all honest to him. He was up on the speed. He did a lot of work early and was able to finish off. So he does have natural improvement fitness-wise as well. And I think it was a very good move, the tongue tie going on as well. That was just to add a little bit of gear change that probably put another length into his mission.
It's been a great start to the season for you, winning a feature early doors. We'll keep the momentum rolling because it was probably a tough season for you last year. And as the jockeys are getting older, there's a lot of young ones coming through the ranks. So to put your name back up in lights at this point in time, certainly very advantageous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's always the new kids knocking on the door and, you know, we've got to keep our wits about us, but maybe that keeps us young and youthful. So, we've got to be competitive, but last season wasn't as good as what I liked, but it's been a great start to this season, and hopefully I can capitalise on it going into the spring.
Well, speaking of young and youthful, the boom horse Brutal, you'll be on his back when he resumes at Moonee Valley on Saturday. There's been a lot of hype about this horse. How good do you think he could be?
Yeah, he's gone to a different level again. He was just doing his things. There was nothing special about him, but you know, to do what he did that first day of the races at Caulfield, to run those times, you know, he just really surprised us what talent he had sort of hidden under the bonnet. And, you know, you'll see a horse on Saturday that's really matured from that first up run. I couldn't believe how much he's developed in that short period of time that they gave him off, just water walker, and he had his trial on Friday. But he's really turned from a boy into a man now, and hopefully goes on his winning way. And you know, we've got high expectations of him now, but he's just developing as an animal and an athlete, and it's really exciting times.
The Hawks team have been so good at getting these three-year-old colts to the highest level and targeting races like the Caulfield Guineas. Do you think he will be a genuine miler?
Yeah, that's something we'll probably find out more on Saturday. He seems to be so sharp in what he's done so far. He's got to run the distance now. That's the other question mark we have, but you know, I'm sure once he has a bit of racing, he starts to settle down and mature mentally, and I'm sure he can get there. As Wayne Hawke sort of alluded, after he did win that, he has to line up against a Golden Slipper winner. Well, she's out the road now, so there's a more opportunity starting to open for his way, and I'm sure he can be the next new kid on the block.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him on Saturday. It's a big day today for the jockeys, which has almost flown under the radar because it's the Scobie Breezy Medal count. You're a Scobie Breezy Medal winner in recent times. Are you suiting up and heading to the lunch today?
Yes, I'll be there for sure. Wouldn't miss it. It's a new format this year. It's during the day, not an evening event, and I think there's going to be a lot more of the jockeys being there, trainers, and there's a few other new awards coming up, which will be fantastic to see who the results are there. But yeah, we don't want to lose the respect of the SCOBY, and you know, it's in honour of someone who was very special in our industry, and it's a very special thing to win it. So yeah, hopefully we can keep that alive, and you know, build it to something bigger and better than what we've known in the past.
Yeah, it'll be a great day out there for everyone involved with the SCOBY Breezy Medal. Just a quick one, Wayne, before I let you go. We've spoke about Winx. Were all the jockeys watching in the jockeys' room Winx's return on Saturday, and what was the reaction like?
Yeah, it was quite. You know, Kevin Tari had the wood on her there for a while, and then as soon as Hugh got her away from behind Kevin Tari and back on the Chris Waller's other horse, that was the game changed again. But you're turning in, you're going, gee, she's actually got to pick up these leaders. She's giving them a fair break. It was a track that played on speed near rail, and just for her to just pull out that sectional and just put them to the sword is just outstanding. And you know, it's we probably won't appreciate it until a few more years down the track to what she's done for the industry. And gee, what a super horse! She's just a freak.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Who wins the SCOBY?
I'd say Craig probably wins it this year. Damien Lane had an exceptional year as well. He probably deserves to win it. He was knocking on the door, and Craig just has that powerful punch to finish us off. So, you know, Damien Lane, he's got to be really appreciate what year he had. And I suppose you've got Mark Zara, who should poll very well as well. So it's going to be interesting SCOBY this year. I think there might be one out of left field that might be something we didn't see coming. So hopefully we can get the good production back on the TV and show it to everyone, and hopefully it's a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done with the win on Saturday. Enjoy today, Dwayne.
Thanks, Michael.